Today is the 15th of August, and Mark is going to be reading to us from the 5th chapter of Luke. He's going to be reading the entire chapter, and he's going to be reading from the 5th chapter of Luke.
Came to pass, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two Gennesaret ships standing by the lake. The fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down on top of people out of the ship, a crying, saying, "Cry, cry, cry." Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and taking nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net." Well, they had this done. He enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break, and they beckoned on their partners. The other ship, they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw what he fell down, Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me. For I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished at all that were at the draw of the fishes which they had taken. So was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partnered with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not from him." "For thou shalt catch men." They had brought their ships to land. They forsook all and followed him. Put forth his hand and touched. Saying, "I will be thou clean," immediately. That's wrong. You want to take over about a mark?
Just finish reading the chapter.
Okay, yeah, I think you better take over. It's pretty bad. Heart attack. Somebody is.
Where was he at, do you know?
Four out.
You don't know what verse it is?
You won't tell me? I can read any time.
Okay, Mark is having a challenge this morning, so I'll complete this. And he charged him to tell him no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear him and be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to them, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies, who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick with palsy, I say unto you, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. And immediately he rose up before them and took that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up and followed him, and Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with him, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answered, said to them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often to make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees with thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of the new garment upon an old, if otherwise then both of it. The new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But the new wine must be put in new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better. And that brings about the conclusion of Luke chapter 5.